Thank you, thank you for the brother for sing the song. Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all. I know recently a lot of brothers and sisters got a spring allergy and couldn't sleep very well. So make sure we pray for each other and pray for brothers and sisters' health. And in our Lord Jesus, we need to always think about our brothers and sisters. Actually, every single day when we wake up in the morning, every day is a brand new start. The poet told us that every morning, the blessing of God is a brand new. It's really a brand new day. Therefore, as a God's children, every morning when we wake up, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and appreciation toward our God. Thank God for blessing us to have the breath of life and start a brand new day with a hope. Therefore, this morning, the message I'd like to share with everyone is how to build a joyful, happy heavenly. And the message, build a joyful and happy family. If you truly want to build a happy family, first of all, you must be a happy person on your own. It doesn't mean how much money you have, how famous you are. That doesn't determine how happy you are. And the relationship among you and your family, the relationship between you and your coworkers, a lot of times, if it's a good relationship, you are a happy person. Think about it. If this person is so successful living in a mansion, but this person doesn't have any family and friend, doesn't have any relationship with other people, how can this person be happy? Well, we all know when you have a birthday celebration, people always say, happy birthday to you, and Christmas is coming, then people say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day. It is very important people say, hey, happy, happy. So this is the most important thing in life. It's happiness. The Apostle Paul reminded us in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4, keep on rejoicing in the Lord at all times. I will say it again, keep on rejoicing. So Paul emphasized twice, rejoice, rejoice. Paul said, keep on rejoicing in the Lord at all times. Because Paul said, when we have a pressure, a lot of times we're not joyful. But thank Lord, since we're the children of God, we can be rejoicing in the Lord. We can be rejoicing in the Lord. So I don't know, the past week, were you pretty happy the whole time? Or maybe you've been pretty much sad and worried. If you have been sad and worried, you need to find out what is the reason cause you worrying constantly. Today, as a God's children, we truly need to learn how to trust in God for everything. Let us learn how to truly rely on God. Only you do that, you will be joyful all the time, no matter what kind of circumstances are. The highest level realm of happiness is no matter what kind of circumstances are, we still can decide to be joyful because we have our Lord. We really need to totally rely on and trust in our Lord so we will be happy. Again, the highest level of a realm of a happiness is no matter what kind of a circumstances are, we still can choose and decide to be joyful because we have our Lord. As a married couple, how can we build a happy family? Let us review the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18. Later, the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make the woman to be an authority corresponding to him." So God saw Adam by himself being very lonely. It's not good. So God did not want men to be lonely. So God wants to create a spouse for a man. That's a woman. So the purpose of God created marriage is to give a company to man. That's the woman. So God created woman as another half part of a man and also half her husband. Then both their lives would be completed. Women share everything of a man's life. So men and a woman united together as a one complete body. God wants to see that completed, united life. Therefore, we know women were created for men, but women can also proudly say, "Woman, man is not a completely man without a woman." Therefore, we understand that the beautiful will of a God created man and a woman's marriage is to make two persons in one a complete life. And God wants husband and wife have a lot of children, have a happy and a joyful life on earth. Now, let us come to the main message today. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 9. So every time that you come to worship, you just remember one chapter, one verse. It will be very helpful for your spiritual growth. We need to understand the background of King Solomon at that time. Let's continue to read it. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 9. Find joy in living with your wife, whom you love every day of your pointless life that God gave you on earth, because this is your life assignment and your work to do on earth. Find joy in living with your wife, whom you love every day of your pointless life that God gave you on earth. So God told you to have a joyful life together with your wife. We need to understand the background of King Solomon when he wrote that book. A lot of times, think about the book of Ecclesiastes, think about pointless, everything is pointless. Because when people do not know the one and only true God, everything in their life was meaningless. However, once human beings know this Lord, this great, kind, and gracious God, our life would be changed, It's no longer meaningless, and it's full of love and full of meaning, and your life can be very joyful. That's a huge difference. Therefore, the book of Ecclesiastes may appear to be meaningless, but the book of Ecclesiastes tried to point it out. This is the one and only precious God on earth. So find joy in living with your wife. So you need to have a good family life together. So from our heart, we need to learn how to appreciate our other half in the bottom of our heart. Because one day in the heaven, there is no need of a marriage. So we need to appreciate the several decades of life on earth we have now. How can we do that? That is, the relationship between husband and wife is putting Jesus' words as the first priority. Therefore, during the daily life, no matter it is husband or wife, both need to often think about the other party's need. Put others' preference as a priority. That is, practice the principle of the Bible into our daily life. Practice what we learn from the Bible. So, Lord, please help us. We truly, in our daily life, need to consider our other party's preference. Practice makes perfect. We need to practice the principle of the Bible into our daily life. So now, through three perspectives, let's talk about it. The concept of money, concept of education, concept of life. So the perspective toward money, it doesn't matter only husband has the income or both husband and wife make the income. First, as a couple, need to have a very good communication. That means you talk about it and get an agreement. For example, the offering to the Lord, willingly to offer the portion of our blessing from our God back to serve God. Then, you know, when we always say, hey, we love God, we want to follow God, but if husband and wife both follow Bible's teaching, it doesn't matter only husband has an income or both husband and wife have income, we need to have the agreement to have the willing heart to serve God by our money. When you do that, God can see it. God truly can see it. When we pray, first pray God's kingdom, and God will remember you. So first, have a good communication, have agreement. Then later on, you have a different other kind of expenses, like pay for the mortgage, daily life expenses, education fund for the education, all sorts of things. So the couple need to have an agreement. Then that should not be a problem for finance in the family. So keep Bible teaching in the heart. Since a couple is a unified one body, should not care about every single penny. A lot of times, you know, as a pastor, I had experience to consult for the couple when they fight for the family finance, for the money. They need to communicate for their own concept of money. When they have a communication agreement, then it is much more easier to handle the disagreement. I give you a funny story. One day, Mr. Wang came to his wife and said to his wife, hey, my dear, our 30 years of anniversary is coming. I want to give you some beautiful flowers. What kind of flowers do you like? His wife think about it and said, oh, I like two kinds of flowers. I want the money flowers as much as I can have and spend this money flowers whenever and whatever I want to. Then Mr. Wang was so shocked that his wife said, oh, look at you. You're so nervous. I'm just joking with you. You know what? A lot of times our traditional Chinese culture is too serious, too tied up all the time. Actually, during the daily life, we do need to share some funny stories. people live a life, we need to have some fun. Want to have a happy family, then you need to think about different ways to also share some funny, happy stories. Talk about spending money as a couple, also need to have agreement. So we need to have some fun in life. Like as a pastor, you don't really always look at me being so serious. You want me to be easygoing and being funny. And our Lord wants children, God's children, to have a happy life, joyful life on earth. God doesn't want us to have a stress all the time. Our Heavenly Father, just like an earthly father and a mother, always want the children to live a happy life. That's very important. So God, please help us. And regarding spending money as a couple, we also need to have an agreement. For example, if the wife really have an expensive taste, for years she wants to have a real leather, pure white sofa, then your family finance allowed. If your family finance allowed, you should let her dream come true. The most important thing is not put yourself and your own need in the center, but often put the other party as the priority. Just like the wife wants that beautiful leather sofa for years, and the husband keeps saying, oh, that costs too much money. We can just have a regular, you know, cloth, fabric sofa. You know, don't need to spend that much money. But if your wife really likes it, the guests coming in really like it, what's the big deal? Do not win for the argument, but lose your marriage. That's very important. Do not win in the argument, but lose your marriage. Well, our Chinese people really have a great character, and we're very much savers. We like to save. But sometimes, save too much is not a smart thing to do. Some people, they're really rich, but they always eat the rotten apple. Do you understand what I mean? Because the good people, the good apple cost a lot of money. They do not want to eat a good apple. They, even though they're so rich, they always eat rotten apple. I remember years ago I served in the church. There was a couple. They both were doctors. They have a great family life. They're rich. And they got some mailed from China. And there are some vegetables, very good vegetable, mushrooms. And they do not want to eat it because they, you know, keep save it in the refrigerator for a long time. And finally, it got all rotten. And because they're such a saver, they do not want to enjoy the fresh vegetable. And eventually, those vegetables got so rotten. Yeah, what a pity thing, pitiful thing. So Lord, please help us. So as long as you don't waste your money, as long as your family finance allows, enjoy your life. It's great. Well, think about it. In the Old Testament, Abraham was very rich. I do not believe he did not eat and enjoy those lamb and beef, only ate the simple vegetables. So our principle is, as long as we do not waste, we should enjoy life. Once a while, go to the restaurant allowed by our church brothers and sisters. Help their business. Help the economy. It is good for yourself. Good for the society, too. So the pastor pastor just talk about his own family story regarding for a project. If you try to do it by yourself, it's so hard. Sometimes you just got to spend some money, hire someone to do it, and make the life so much easier, simpler, and happier. So Lord, please help us. Some of our brothers and sisters in church, they have restaurants. You know, especially during the pandemic time, go to their restaurant and support their business and help this economy. And it's good for yourself, good for the society. So Lord, please help us to have that kind of a mentality. So to have the correct mentality of how to spend money in the family. Have a communication, have agreement. The second important perspective, in order to build a happy and a joyful family, we need to have a correct perspective education, correct attitude toward education. Recently, I saw a father share a story. His older son had a car accident. The son drove father's car, but had an accident. Blessingly, the son did not get hurt. The son thought that he must get his father's serious punishment. But this Christian father chose to be like Heavenly Father's blessing to handle this issue. So the father said to his son, "I know you did the wrong thing. You behind us and drove my car. You had a car accident. You made a huge mistake. Of course, I can punish you, but I choose to forgive you. I choose to forgive you." So the son never can imagine that his father could forgive his mistake. Had this kind of a great attitude, then father and the son hugged each other and cried out loud. Their relationship became even more closer. What could we see? Actually, both children and the parents can grow spiritually in Christ together. Sometimes our actions impact our words. And as a parent, we're not right all the time because everybody has their own shortcomings. If we really made a mistake, we should apologize to our children too. In this way, we even earn more respect from our children. Bible teaches us that if we have a mistake, we need to commit to the mistake we made and change it. And do not be stubborn by concerning our faith. You know, I'm the parent. It doesn't matter. If we make a mistake, we need to apologize. Also, the traditional Chinese culture, we do not know how to communicate sometimes, but love needs to be communicated. I encourage you to tell your children how much you love them, and the parents are all so proud of their children. Bible says this many times. God told us that He loves us by eternal love. If you are very shy, you cannot express your love verbally. You can write it out. No matter what, you need to express it out and try your best to express it clearly. You can use all sorts of ways. You can use letter, email, WeChat. Tell your children how much you love them, how much you love your children. In this society, there's so many broken families because during the time of a children of a growing up, children don't feel the love from the parents. When God created us, with our own emotion. Children, they have an emotion. When we express our love to the children, the love can solve a lot of the problems. Love can cover a lot of problems. If you do agree, say amen. Lord, please help us to practice like that. First, when you try to express your love, first think about the words carefully. Then find the right timing to express it. Then you can minimize a lot of a misunderstanding. Then you can express your love towards your wife, your husband, your children very well. Furthermore, as a parent, different stage of life as a parent, we have a different role, especially during the teenager rebellious age. The best way to become their friends. First, understand the children's internal thoughts. It is a very important point. In the past, our traditional Chinese culture, children, well, they were little until they grew up, always have to listen to the parents because father is the head of the household. Father say so, children do so. I don't need to tell you why. I say so, you do so. I don't even give you the chance to ask me why. No, we need to adjust that. We first need to understand the children's internal thought. My wife often reminds me that first, listen to the children and understand their thought. Bible even teaches us we need to fastly listen and slowly talking. If your children are willing to talk about how they feel, then you are successful. You succeed. Because they are willing to open their hearts to communicate with you. We know a lot of family, when their children go to college, they don't even talk to their parents. They don't even communicate with their parents. That is the big problem. So when the children were little, until they grow up, use your love, use your compromising, and according to God's teaching, according to Bible's teaching, when their teenagers, when their college students become their friends, understand them, and try to communicate with them. That's very important. And also we need to understand one thing. When children grow up, as a parent, we can guide them, we cannot force them. Children, we are so proud of them. We always want them to have go to a great college, have a good job after graduation, and have a bright future. As a parent, we all want that. But which college children choose to go to, which major they want to pursue, we as a parent do need to respect them because that's their life. We cannot put our dreams into our children's lives. That's a tragedy. If we constantly force children to study something they don't like, even one day they make a lot of money, they're not happy. They will be depressed. Do you want your children to be depressed for their future? No, you don't want to. We need to understand there are all sorts of people in this world, as long as they're happy, they do the right thing, be a productive citizen, it's great. The third thing is about our life view. Recently, I saw a very interesting short article. Three things of a happy life. Number one, during the day, talk and love. At night, have a restful sleep, then your life has no worry. Your life, your own life, is not trying to be better than other people, but try to be a better me today than yesterday, more like our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our goal. That's the goal we should pursue. Up healthily. Number one, my own physical health and mental health are all good. A lot of times we focus on physical health, but mental health is also very, very important. Mental health is very, very important. So in the book of Proverbs, Bible teaches us we need to take care of our heart and the soul, not just our physical. The internal heart and soul are very important. So both physical health and mental health, both are very important. Number two, I hope other people are very healthy too. Number three, I'm spreading out the healthy mentality to all our families and friends and the loved ones. See, we have a lot of things can do on this earth. So what does EQ, emotion quality, mean? When you talk, people like it. When you do things, people can trust on you. Be a person people often can think about you. That is the EQ. So what is the positive energy? That is to bring hope to other people, give people direction. The most important thing is to give people the faith toward our Lord. So God, please help us. As a Christian family, we need to live a good example as a God's beautiful witness. As a Christian family, we need to live a good Christian life to be a beautiful witness for other people. We need to live a Christian life to be a great example, great witness for our Lord. So sometimes you say, Pastor, it is hard. Sometimes, you know, husband and wife always have an argument under the pressure of life and the work. So what should we do? So we need to truly trust and rely on the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Every single Christian, we should have Holy Spirit dwelling in us. The most highest Holy Spirit dwell within us. He's not a guest. It's not just only we have a big tragedy, we ask him. Every single moment of our life, Holy Spirit is living within us. So Holy Spirit is a counselor. Anytime, any moment, direct us what to do and bless us. But we ourselves need to practice. We should try all our best to communicate with the Holy Spirit. So the nine fruits of the Spirit, it is in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against such things. Now those who belong to the Messiah Jesus have crucified their flesh with his passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided. Since we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided, including the family relationship between husband and wife, and the relationship with your children, and your relationship with your coworkers. All need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Then you will have the fruit of a joy. Joy and happiness are the trademark of a Christian. If a Christian or a pastor are not happy, always worried, something wrong, then we need to pray for him. But we need to encourage him. Our God is always smiling to us and helping us, and he wants us to live a happy life. So Bible told us we need to spend a joyful life on earth. God doesn't want us to always have a disagreement with our spouse. God wants us to have a happy and a joyful life together with our spouse. So God, please help us so we can have that mentality. 9 fruit of the Spirit. Each week you practice 1 spiritual fruit. So practice the fruit of Spirit. Do not fight with your spouse. So you even can have a partner to work together. Say, hey, no matter what, I'm not going to be upset. No matter what, I'm not going to be upset. Everything goes give to the Lord. No matter what, I'm not going to talk loudly, and I need to be patient. I need to practice being joyful. Think about some funny things. Watch some comedies. Recently, I watched Christian comedy show. Of course, my English is not that good, and I don't understand 100%, but it's very, very funny. The things happen among Christian brothers and sisters, very funny. So you need to practice that. If you don't have anything to be joyful and happy, then you can just laugh it out on your own. And Professor Chen always teach us how to practice, you know, breathe. So remember, our Lord is the one who always wants to bless us with a lot of blessings. Lord wants to bless us at every single moment, but it's such a pitiful thing. A lot of people did not realize, did not put God's blessing at the first priority of your life. And it cannot be happy. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. So, Lord, please help us. Lord, we need to receive God's blessing, being happy. Let us review. Husband and wife need to maintain a joyful spirit. Establish a right concept of money. Build a healthy concept of education. Model a concept of a life on biblical teachings. We need to encourage each other. As long as we have those goals to practice, then we can build a happy and a joyful family. Your family often can hear laughters, can be a good witness for our Lord. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your great blessing. Thank you for blessing us to be your great children. Not only we have the eternal life, we have the proof of the eternal life by you. Thank you for letting your Holy Spirit dwelling within us and always reminding us. Help us within a week, we can have the fruit of a joyful spirit. Because how blessed we are, we have you, our Lord. How blessed we are, because you often want to teach us. Lord, please bless your own children, your own every single family. Help husband and wife encourage each other, respect each other, communicate well with each other. Husband and wife always put the other party as the first priority. So we will really grow spiritually within your words, within your love. Lord, please bless your church as a big family. So please bless the Louisville Chinese Christian Church, be a great big family full of kindness, full of love, full of gentleness. By our good witness, we can attract more and more people to come to you, Lord. We give all the praise and glory and grace to you, our Lord. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, Lord. We pray in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Now let's all bow our head and pray. Lord, one more time, we thank you for your abundant blessings and supplies. Your mercy and your love, your kindness are surrounding us. When we look up to you, Lord, your supplies, your blessings are keep coming to us. Lord, please let us realize the ability we can offer is all coming from you. Because your stream of love coming to us, so we can offer to help other people. The offerings we offer today is all from our willingly offering heart. Even though our offers are so limited, but please, Lord, by your mighty powers to help those offers to serve you. So your kingdom can be glorified. We pray in Jesus Christ's victorious name. Amen. Let us all stand up and receive the blessings from the Lord. Thank you.
师，你好，牧师。
师母做的猪耳朵。
哎呦，太好了！
很久没吃了。
谢谢您，牧师。
真软，有人喜欢吃热的。
我是蒸软的，每次很好吃。
麻油啊，香葱。
我是特别，我吃口味特重，人家女孩子都喜欢什么青菜水果，我就爱吃这些那个豆子。
软软的很好，我很多。
谢谢您，牧师，还好吗最近？
那个加拿大回来的那个。
对，我要跟着 Jenny， 因为那个那 Jenny 是跟我们很多年的很好的，以前他妈妈有的时候还去我家什么的，所以我会的，我还有一些那个 donation 什么的。对，你两个孩子。
people get ready. People get ready.